House Republican calls for ban on stylized masks on House floor after lawmaker dons mask covered in marijuana leaves. By Hannah Blow on December 7, 2020. Representative Jim Banks, RN, has formally suggested that the House implement a blanket ban on stylized face masks after one lawmaker donned what appeared to be his campaign logo and another wore a mask covered in marijuana leaves on the floor. In a December 4 letter addressed to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Banks criticized the Speaker, noting that she has allowed face masks to be worn on the House floor that wouldn't be allowed in a high school assembly hall and providing two specific examples. It's unfortunate that some members can't resist using face masks that undermine House decorum, he said. Banks listed one instance of Representative Henry Queller, DTX, wearing a mask that appeared to display his campaign logo while sitting in the Speaker's chair, describing it as an obvious violation of the House's prohibition of the use of official resources for campaign purposes. The Indiana lawmaker added that Representative Earl Blumenauer, Dior, wore a mask featuring depictions of marijuana leaves on the House floor during a debate over the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement, MORE, Act that same day. Legality aside, it's unbecoming for a House member to wear clothing that promotes the use of any recreational drugs on the House floor, he wrote. It's a clear violation of the House's code of conduct, which prohibits all behavior that does not reflect credibly on the House, he added. Banks concluded that the best solution is likely a blanket ban on stylized face masks and added that it is time to restore dignity to the House. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, made another push to encourage universal masking across the board. The guidance specifically called for consistent and correct use of face masks, including within the household if there is a COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus, case or a person with a known or possible exposure in the household. It also called on communities to issue policies or directives mandating universal use of face masks in indoor, non-household settings.